nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba on this May Day. That is the 1st of May, 2023. And it's the International Labor Day today. And it's a day celebrated every year on the 1st of May to commemorate the struggle and the sacrifices of the workers and laborers movement. It is also known as the May Day. Labor Day is celebrated around the world to raise awareness of the rights of working people and to protect them from exploitation. It also serves to remind, as a reminder of the important role played by the working class in our society. Whether you are working anywhere, it's your day, and we shall be joined here in the studio by two of my guests, and we shall be talking about why should South Sudan also join the rest of the world in marking this important day, because we have so many civil servants in this country. They are going through a lot, and we shall be finding out more. Joining me in the studio to discuss all this plus many more, I am joined by two of my guests, George Paul, who is the Secretary General of South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation. Good evening, and thank you so much for coming.
Good, thank you.
And I'm also joined by Angaisho Akol, who is the Deputy Secretary General, South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation. Good evening, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And our lines will be open to you, where you can call on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Or you can call our MTN line 0929686297, or send us your question to our SMS number 0912177141, or you can visit our Facebook page and drop your comment there, and I'll be reading them as we continue with our discussion. Those are all our lines. You can reach us here in the studio on this May Day, the International Labor Day. First of all, should I say Happy International Labor Day to you, or you are not in the mood of celebrating?
You can say.
Yes, you can say like that.
Okay. Is there any event that was marked today in Juba or in other parts of the country? Because as per our news, we had it was suspended in solidarity with your brothers in Sudan.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Why?
Because we are all workers, and then so that we can... also, we cannot celebrate because of that crisis in Khartoum.
So you are standing in solidarity with your brothers in Sudan.
Brothers in Sudan, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And, okay, first of all, has you suspended any event here? Why is this day very important to all the workers in South Sudan, wherever you're working? Maybe let's begin with the SG, George Paul.
Okay. I will summarize some things in Arabic because to allow our
Basuma.
Yes, in Askutar Basuma. Taban, yom bitan harra wal hajana, there amal congratulation la hukuma bitana, headed by Salva Kiir Mayor Dit, al president bitana lano, fi assalam al kana amaluda, wa lisa ya mustamir fiyo, wa nihna بنحتفل بيوم ده لأنه كان زماني في حاجات تانية كان حصل هناك. في حاجات حصل هناك في أمريكا في شيكاغو. زمان كان الناس طبعا ومال ده بيشتغل بدون كوميتي أو بدون يونيون. وبقى عندهم مشاكل مناز قديم لناس بتاع الشركات owners of the companies اللي بتاع الشركات بقى يعني ما ممكن كل زول بيودي demand بتاعه برا
طبعا دي تاريخ بتاع يوم بتاع الليلة
تاريخ بتاع يوم بتاع الليلة so ومن جن في groups كده كل من ومال دي كله جني ومن كاتب demand بتاعه من كان من دارينه عملي شنو لومن عملي شنو لومن once you have transport allowance either كلي جيب لومن transport Number two, modern infection allowances. Umbardo darin ziyadat muratabat. في حاجات كثيرة ما نعملها. ومن بعد ده ومن كون ناس عشان ماشي ديسكاس مع ناس ديل ناس ديل ماشا مع ناس employers ده يا هو من لما جاني كده في نهاية ناس ديل رفض الديماند بتاعهم ده من أبا ودي فمن جاء سيب ما درين اشتغل استرايك من أكو جاني في بيت
أي طبعا in short مهم تيوم ديل الجنوبين
مهم تيوم ديل الجنوبين نج شارك ومال بتاعنا زمان الكاتولو ده في زمان ده يا هو نجا شارك ومن فوقه نجا remember الموت بتومن ده
okay yes I call yom bita lela de muhim to sun le junubin kasena civil servants who sometimes go for months without being paid and they don't find any way to express their grievances.
Yes, thank you very much. First of all, congratulations to all the workers internationally and South Sudan especially, and all the people of South Sudan who are listening from this Moriah. I think why we are celebrating this day, I think the secretary has mentioned some few information about why this day is very important. We are celebrating because we want to commemorate all what happened to the workers before some years back, and in South Sudan especially, we are celebrating as an awareness to our workers because of an opportunity, and we mean that the workers' trade union or the workers across the country can have a welfare and betterment in their life. So this is the importance of this day.
Okay, so now tell us more, because some people will be saying that from your title here, South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation, you are the Secretary General. That means you cover everybody in all corners of the country. First of all, how will you describe the welfare of all the workers in this country as the SG?
Thank you. So I'll be back. All workers all over the country, Taban, and can you repeat your
yes how is their welfare? Taban Taswam, Deputy SG Gala, you are advocating and raising awareness about the welfare with all the workers for Junu Sudan. How is their welfare?
Taban yani al fi hajat anin kathir fi khasha fi welfare da juz minhum alina taban yani binhawal ashan hina ندافع أو نحقق من يرب بتام حاجات بتام
زي سنو
زي طبعا يعني في رأيت بتام مرات تمتام ما في فنا بنقعد مع حكومة سودت عشان نبقدر حقق اللي نا بتام الرأيت بتام
وكاس في بلد do they know their rights من بعرف حكتمون
they know their rights لكن طبعا عشان كيف من بحصل له هلا through South Sudan Workers Trade Union
Okay, yala elakat bitako mabagi wilaya de okef inda ko makate fi kulu wilayat wala tumbes guide fi jumen
he andana fi wilaya de fi ille ze kanu tu state ya walisa ma mul information fogo bad makan raja kan 32 and then raja wala 10 ma lisa inda ma organize fi two states da fa elakat bitana mam fi wa badin kan yando mashakil hina ina yani mun bi dugulen telefona wo mukatabare na binaktibo so det na be hilo mashakil bituma kan fina na be gol maam sawa ma telefonat na aw be jawabata aw na brasel nas ze colleague bitay do mun kan masha fi awil wa taban kaider represent as fi parlament hina
ay
mun masha wa solve fi some case fi naida fi awil hina fa andini tisalat ma nasda ما الولايات دي كله ما دا يعوي اتنين ولايات دي لسا فيو سم problems نبا دي سما كمالنا
Okay. On this day a call, what are some of the activities you people are running to maybe raise awareness about what the challenges workers are going through in this country?
Yes, I think the workers in the country, there are so many challenges. The challenges facing the workers in this country Now in the market, the prices are going up. And the workers are taking care of their children.
Mm-hmm.
So what they are receiving as a salary is not enough. It cannot solve the problem of schooling. And at the same time, the feeding,
medical,
these are the challenges
rent
facing
and all
them.
This.
Yes, and even to go to hospital also, it needs some money to be there. But what we have, sometime cannot cut off all that. So it is one of the challenge. Another challenge, you see, there is insecurity in other areas. So workers are facing such a problem. When you are going to your work or you are going to do something, then you face a lot of challenges on the road. So such a things are also there challenges to the workers.
And how do you address that as the federation?
I think as a federation, we have no way to address them without another factors. We know that federation, in collaboration with the government and other entities, can solve the issues like this one. To solve the security issue is not the federation can solve it.
Yeah.
But federation can report to the higher authority, say that, to intervene or to solve or to put down or to help certain group of workers which are who are facing a lot of challenges related to the security, can help them, the government can provide a good security. So workers can negotiate with the government, say that government can help in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What about the issue of salary not equating to the inflation we are going through right now?
Yeah, that one is a general problem because I think government has done its part one time. They increased the salary to 100%, but the market is not at the level which can help the workers to sustain.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. And George, Gibel Toguta, enda kuma intervention fi kulu wilayat. O Lisa, anesimitu galu. Fi bagi wilayat zamanta 32 state masalan lada lela mali gomara tabad bitumun dor bitakum sunini wilaya tu wilayat masalan.
Okay, thanks for your question. Fi wilayat al only Western Equatoria state fi defunct states wo Tambura, Maridi, Amadi, but Maraji among state le 10 states.
Mm-hmm.
Before appointing the governor, currently governor.
Mm-hmm.
Gurus betul muka masih tawal berdum. Baru mata mata ayam betul gavana dah. Salary bermesti minyak min National Minister of Finance. Lakim bega maga dia udile le omal betul talata state al sabik dah. Alhu tempur merida madi. Till now. Amal
so civil servant abkan zaman dag di lada lele mali go gurus.
Mali go gurus.
Dek am sure.
Sanatain wajin syahar.
Mm-hmm. The salary with the Senate.
Salary with the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And don't know how those people are surviving. Munando yal, mun yahoga din, yal deka mother sakif yan yahodel.
Zaman tu mamul fall up. Guru zetala fi jubeni.
Al guru zde oslu fi minister of finance gad Russell guru zde.
Mm-hmm.
Lakin suppose
le monina.
Russell fi headquarters bita Western Equatoria state.
Aye.
The government of Western Equatoria State. Magadi Dafale, Russell Gurus le Nasda.
Itu mamul follow up?
Namashena, I'm a namul follow up.
Itu machete fiambio?
No, no, Mr. Fiambio. We started with the NAI, a Council of States.
Fijubeni.
Fijubahina.
Mm-hmm.
We met them. Then, film an amul resolution. A resolution, the government Russell le governor Hinak. Mashtagal be Hajabta Nasda.
Mm hmm. Did you go on the ground for Yambio with Russell Nas?
La, al Council of State, your Russell al resolution day.
It took a federation late tomorrow if you will like to fall up. Because they don't be talking. These are your members.
Yeah. Like in Fimushi Latan, I will hire.
Muskira.
I started with the United Minister of Public Safety and Human Resources.
Mm-hmm.
Namani Kimat Alata Marat.
Fijubaini or
Fijubaini?
Aye.
Namani Kimaze Talata Marat. We discuss Haja Delphine Haya. Gali yake huwa guide follow my minister of finance fi jibo hina till now ma fi ay haja ina gani kile za South Sudan Workers Trade Union.
Mm-hmm.
Ina katabna al complaint dele Vice President Wanega. Asa, I'll complain if it's table bidao. We are waiting. Maybe His Excellency will call us
anytime.
The meeting anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Da mushkila ina wasilin fungila ana zaman da ko ya
complain bita kum suna butum kata fule vice president
complain bita na da anas del hasa ya 2 years and 2 months without salaries ba amuli shinu na zin na god mama ba da nas mamina hel fi they will solve the problem or not.
Okay, is it only Western Equatoria or fi bagi wilayat kamana
ma fi bagi wilayat only Western Equatoria fi ba del wilayat taban al palace da ba amuli hina fi minister of united the public saves.
Aye.
Brasolena. Again, Marat, they used to design another playlist.
Muniagi design.
Human al-hukumat al-mukhtalifa. Fi alamsis Marat, nabi nalga complain alamsis tanin, bishilubara alamsis. Deo al-nai, haja al-gada asil fi walaya tanin.
Okay.
Lakin ama bagi walaya da, biasrof the usual maze bita Western Victoria.
Okay. Yes, I call, Devan, one of the biggest challenge you will always hear from the civil servant is that salary bitomon magida for half a zaman, and this is also impacting negatively on their survival on daily basis. Is it like Ito Guta, things are expensive in the market. How are you handling that as the South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation?
The issue of laymen and the issue of prices?
Yes, more especially the issue of paying salary very late.
Okay, thank you very much. I think this one was before the payment of salary was late, but in some years, starting from 2021 up to now, there is a struggling of the government is paying money in time.
Yeah.
I think the delayment of salary was in other public institutions like universities, but that one has been communicated last week. I think that one will be solved.
Mm-hmm.
But in public institutions, they are receiving their salary monthly now.
Okay.
Yes, but they are small. This is the question can be given. But I think government is working on this one. Maybe in some months later, maybe there will be something concerning the salary.
Okay, we understand also that the public service, the undersecretary in the Ministry of Public Service, Dr. Julia, was here and sitting exactly where you are sitting right now, and she announced that they have also come up with another increment of salary of civil servant to 120%.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you involved in this kind of negotiation when salaries are increased for civil servant? Are you always consulted, or you always just hear it on the media?
I think it is supposed to be included. Sometime
do they consult you?
Yeah, this is maybe the Secretary General will have yes, more information,
consultation must be Marcos.
No consultation.
So do you deem it necessary as an ambassador?
When they were seeking for that, they never invite us to join them.
Why?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you think lazim kan bo nadi raya bitaku musalman sama?
Ya, mana nau sahib alhak o mal letaban hagana. Mufrid nadi na fiu badai nabi nagis mam hal salar day zinaf wala mafi. Lakin ma amul hajadal behinak wa hatta even yani information mafi hatta kan alumana structure alumana amul da nama ma gadin shufu wala bawurina. Ya.
How active is this South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation? Can Jeffy Shogol, how active are you? Yes, Akol. How active is this federation? Because people don't see any impact.
Yeah. Yes, some people they see there is no impact on Workers Trade Union Federation.
Yeah.
You know, for, South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federations, in 2010, it was they made their conference. This conference was supposed to end up in 2005. But before that, there was a war, breakout, civil war in 2013. And then the division of the state to be more than 28 and then 32. This one was distorted, all the administration of the workers. So every state was having its own workers and its own trade union. So when they reverse back to Tani State, it needs the Workers' Trade Union again to reorganize all its affiliate to come together and make a new convention at the national level. That is why now some people see the workers is not working, but it is working. Mm-hmm. Things depend on financial issues. How can the workers' trade union travel to another state to form the union? They need facilitation to be taken.
Yeah.
They need plane to take them. Like if they want to form a union in other state, it need like five people to go there.
Like for example, in Warap.
In Warap. Mm. They can send five people here to go there. But now to send them to Warap, to organize and make the conventions of the workers at the state level, it needs some resources. And trade union now have no anything in it.
How do you generate your resources?
Yes,
your
our resources, the first resources we generate, we are collecting from ourselves.
Membership fee.
I say membership fee. This is one. Mm. Number two, in public sector, we have about £5 from each employees.
£5.
HSC. Yes, as a membership also.
Mm-hmm.
This amount always can be collected, and we share with the collecting institutions and the workers' trade union.
Is that with the consent of the person you are deducting the £5 from?
Yes, it is. This one was approved in the conference, and now we are waiting another conference to raise this amount to the stage which can help the collecting agencies and the workers' trade union.
So what do you do with the money?
Yes. What we do with this money, it is because if we have an activities like what we are talking about, we want to send people to Jungle, example.
Yeah.
These people, that amount which have been brought, like £1.
Yeah.
We are taking £1 from £5 now. This £1, we collect it and we put it in one place and we add our contribution to that amount, and we facilitate our people to go there to solve some problem in other places. At the same time, there are the money we use to buy stationeries and also to rent the house. These are the use of this
so
money.
What are the main activities right now the South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation is carrying out in the country? Is there any specific activities you are carrying right now in the country? Masalan, SG, fi barnamika samwaini kile tu mgista kalfogu? Any specific activities?
Fi activities ina shagalin fi utaban. Yani fi national ministries da. Some ministries is not yet formed. Ma mana log ma organized well. I want a timetable. When you know, there in Alma, I'm all formation there. Machine, I'm all for formation.
Formation, that's
what I'm with the union. Taban, ma kulu khalas, I'm all for go. Even organizations, we have a right and to go and form a union there, Office of Union.
Aye.
Yeah, according to our Act. Public Service Act 2017.
Okay, I'm going to facilitate. I need you to tell you, workers. Masalan, ana shakal ba kuma, zolde shakal ba manazama, zolde shakal fi hotel has a waitress or waiter. The kulu under federation?
Yeah, under federation kulu.
Is there can masalan a waitress shakal fi hotel? All of a sudden, wagifo min shokol, ubrawin, be balakto.
Fi itnin mahal. Fi tanin taban begina fi mufrut fi public saves. Begina fi workers trade union.
So, lakin kan fi gya fi gonunu brawen?
La, awal haya, ma fi juzu bija lenna. Juzu minum bimshi tawale leba. Yan fi leba hinag, fi office tani.
Aye.
Office da bi solve their problems, come on.
So, itu mgista kal sawasawa mabali ma si leba?
Yeah. Lan fi nas tanin, ma understand, biyano, al case bitum and can fee bigibulena. It needs time.
Is there a program maybe muscle and fee muscular itum hilo can as a workers trade union le one person for Jubain?
Yes. Fee 2013 fee employer jam in with a railway. Who amil with a railway who Nagalo transferred fi awil. Alisas kaliwa roi shakali hinak. Huwa ayan, hendu mishkala fi enu.
Mabayan
kwezi. Wa Dr. Lisa, gal kaliwa gani.
Fijubayini.
Abi hili mishkala bita wakudela jad. Lakin director general ريجكت قال لازم اخليه يمشي. يا وجانا في مكتب هناك with all documents المستشفى كله. يا هنا قالنا as a committee في articles هناك related ما بتاع في بتاع بتاعنا ما بتاع public safety act بعدين بتاعنا بتاع نايدا بتاع workers trade union. هنا قوم كاتب له director general بتاعه ده بأتكولز. في نهاية طبعا هو جاني قال خلاص شكرا أسا سيبوه عند treatment. You get me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. They are مشكلة دينا حلينا.
Okay.
وفي تاني he look at here كده my colleague please you.
Okay.
You edit.
Yes. Sonny Michael.
Yes.
Yes, your question is very good. Now, as the secretary mentioned, the one of the activities we are doing now,
aye,
is formation process.
Fikulu
formations wilayat of athletes. Yeah. Fikulu wilayat ufi within the center here.
Okay.
Because without formation of the branches, I think these branches are going to nominate their delegates to come up to the national level to form a conference. So before making a conference, we are making formation from every institutions, public service, you know, public institution and private institutions. Even where people are working, we have to form the union there. And when there is a problem of one person in that particular institutions, within that institution there is a union.
Yeah.
And that union will see the case between the employees and the
employer.
Yes, employer.
Yeah.
And if that one is solved at that level, it will not come to us. But if it is not solved, they will write to the workers' trade union on ABCD.
For more intervention.
Yes, yeah. We have a problem and we have tried to solve this problem, but it is out of our control. Mm-hmm. So please, can you intervene? Then the workers' trade union take that file and go ahead with it before going to court. Yes. So I think workers' trade union will negotiate with the employer to discuss how is the problem between the employees and employers.
And how long do you think organizing this workers' union in public institutions and at the state level so that they can also send their delegates to Juba here for this conference, how long do you think it will take you to finish this job?
Yes, it depends to the formation process, because when we if we want to form the union at a particular institution, we send a letter first.
Yeah.
That letter, the response between us and the and that institutions will determine when we will form that union in that particular institution.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you have just joined us right now, you are listening to Nationwide Coming to Life from Juba on this International Labor Day, which is today. It's also known as the May Day. And we have in the studio here George Paul, who is the Secretary General of the South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation. And he's alongside his deputy, Ngasho Akol. And we are discussing about the welfare of the workers in South Sudan. Our lines are now open. You can call and ask your question to my two guests right here on 092-9686-297. That's the line you can call, and you can also send us your question to our SMS number 091-2177-141. Hello, Redimire. Hello.
Hello, Sunny.
Good evening to you.
You are talking to Samuel calling from Meridi.
Okay, Samuel from Meridi. Go ahead with a question, Samuel.
First of all, I want to appreciate the topic of the discussion, and I welcome our guests in the studio. Yes, my question is brief. They have actually lamented on the issues of workers' trade union, and it is understood. Now, my question is this. Of course, at the moment, they are for the formation now, and he has put it clear that £5 will be deducted from the money of the employers so that to make the formation. Okay, now, after the establishment of the office, will the payment stop? Will the cut in payment be stopped or continuously? Now, okay, if the cut of that £5 will continue, now, what will be the benefit to the civilian. Like for now, after when the office is formed, now tomorrow you found that it will not go on well, then it die. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, how sure are they that what they have now laid is the foundation to really work to carry this country forward?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Samuel from Meridian. Good evening. Hello? 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 Okay, we have some couple of SMS coming in here. And this one here is coming in from Ustas John from Ye River County. And he says, please try to convince us that you are saving our nation as our representatives by doing the right thing for people. But sometimes, once you do this, any governor from another state or maybe a governor from that state where you have formed the union can always come with an extraordinary power and shut down this union. Have you taken this into consideration? Intervention or inconveniences by the state government where you are forming this union at the state? Another SMS here is coming in from Joseph Angelo from Tombora County of Western Equatorial State. He says, in case the salary of the defunct state is not paid, what will be your final action to those concerned people? Because they have been waiting for almost over 2 years right now if their salaries are not paid. That's from Joseph Angelo from Tombora County of Western Equatorial State. James Machar from Northern Baragaza State says, today is very important day for South Sudanese, but who will celebrate this because others have not received? Okay, he says this day is being celebrated when civil servants have not been paid. Is it necessary to commemorate this day? That's from James Machar. Yes, these three questions from Samuel in Meridi saying, if you form this union at the state level or at the institutions here in Juba, the deduction of the £5, will it continue or that will mark the end? This one from Joseph Angelo in Tombora. If this salary or the arrears for the defunct state of Meridi, Amadi and Tombora, if it's not paid, or the problem, as you said, is now before the Vice President for Economic Cluster is not resolved, what's the way forward? And this one from Ye, John was asking about inconveniences caused sometimes by the state government that may jeopardize your work. Have we taken that into consideration? And maybe as well back the job. Yes.
Hello, Olda. طبعا زول ده قال بتاع مريدي
اي
سامويل بيتكلم عن كان في فورميشن عمله
اي جروز ده
بيوقفوه
ولسا بستمر
اذا كان في فورميشن عمله الجروز طبعا ما بيقدر بيوقفوه ده ما يناي ده بيقوله سبسكريبشن تا ممبرشيب فما ممكن الجروز ما بيقدر بيوقفوه بعدين الجروز كان عمله في part of it begin lumen enough your office to run the office with it. But then part of Basida, Tani Bemsfi, the state, the Maktab state in the state workers trade union. But then part of it, you have a jail enough for South Sudan workers trade union.
Okay.
The Guru's the Mabak Mabu Gifu, Mr. Mirkida. But then Gal Maktab Gifu, Maktab Mabak, the Gifu, for what Gali Akmarat is a confirmation for white Kalaman.
Nisha Samuel.
Yeah, Nisha Samuel. Bigul Marat Maktab da Bigafulu government the governor Bigaful Maktab de. Al governor Mando rights as you know will be dissolved trade union our Bigaful Maktab da. Lakin Tabanitar for our Hokumat Bita Wilayada what yani he doesn't know the role of workers trade union and the regulations with that. And then Public Safety Act. The Public Safety Act in Act maybe we do hack as in we dissolve al union wala be work for us with the membership bitao fa da mushkila bitana ya wala hukumat bitana na they didn't understand about workers trade union فعشان كده من بدخل في بعض المشاكل مع عمال. So the other questions,
okay.
I think
maybe Taban later, at least a second,
yes.
General Kalamita Muratabata Nasta defunct state Western Equatorial.
Can Mahil.
What is the way forward?
Taban akid na kan machine na gabalna ma first bita ma vice president bita kelasada ma business ma mino he was able to solve the problem or not kan biga ma fi we can forward it to the president land ak result ya wena. Yeah,
okay. Is Akolfi, is there anything you want to add more special on the issue of shutting down your offices at sub-national level by state government sometimes? You know, it may happen. Fee plan?
Yes, sometimes, yeah. Such things can happen. Like one of Yongle State, one time there was a dispute between the workers' trade union and the government at the state level. At the end, the governor ordered for suspension of the workers' trade union at state level. And even they have gone for arrest of three people. They were arrested. But later on, I think so many letters went to the governor through different source. They said that, please, you have entered to the jurisdiction which is not yours, because workers' trade unions are friend or are they can work with the government, but you cannot solve them. So if there is any problem between the workers and the government of the state, it can be negotiated. If there is no solution, you can even ask for the headquarters to intervene, to come in, and then they solve a problem.
Maybe let me pick out from there. When people were arrested in Jonglei, what was the intervention of the South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation for their release? Because at certain point, they were complaining that they don't know where these people were kept, and for some time there was a bit of confusion. Did you intervene?
Yeah, the intervention sometime from the Workers Trade Union, first of all, it was condemned. This act was condemned by the Workers Trade Union. They said that this one is not okay. And also there was a letter from East Africa condemning this one also, and also the order for the release of these people. I think this was our intervention.
Okay.
After that, also we made some communication with the deputy governor, say that these things should be given a chance to be discussed.
Okay.
And these people were released.
Okay.
Yes.
We can still pick more calls. Hello, Edmire. Hello. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay. Your name?
How are you? This is Paul Gabriel from Akobo.
Okay. Paul Gabriel from Akobo. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much with the topic. You know, San Martin, I can ask by you what you have asked, the question that you asked before at the first. Okay?
Yes.
You know, my question is like, you know, it seems for me they fail to answer is your question before, like what you have asked them that. Okay, in case if all, if they can fulfill all the statement of servant service, okay, so what are they going to do next, okay? So in this point, I'm not clear about, or I'm not convinced, because now here in Yongle State, I can say Akobo, which is one of the county which is not yet paid up to the cry of soap enough now. Okay? So as I'm talking to you now, I'm a health personnel, I'm working in Akobo Hospital. And so in this, okay, and this hospital, it is under government, okay, there's no, there is no ICRC, in fact, can involve support this, okay, but it is not full payment, okay, or it is not full funded.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this, we hope that we're supposed to have, okay, allowances that come from the government, okay. So we don't know exactly when we try to raise up this case, so we were told, we are always been told that, okay, so you're supposed to ask the government of the state. And then from the government of the state, when we ask them, okay, so they also direct us from to the national government.
Okay.
I don't know exactly if these teams are available, so they should have to see exactly which one is not working and which one is working.
All right.
And then I want to understand from them. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your question. Hello, Edmire.
Thank you.
Yes, there is another question coming from Peter. Peter is writing from Bentiu, and he says the question is going to the Secretary General of the South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation. Some states in South Sudan, the civil servants whose name were in the payroll in 2013, up now their names are not yet activated. He wants to find out, have we received that in your desk? Masalan, maybe finas asambi tomon kan fi zaman ta before 2013 asambi tomon kan fi payroll, like in bad 2013, maybe it was for some reason or another which we cannot verify here in Red Mirror, maybe their names were dropped, but they appeared. Up now it's not activated. Kalam deja fi maktab bitakum o tum gam sun fogo.
Okay, sha shukran kalam bita Samuel da. وطبعا ما انا ما حصل الكلام ده جانا في زمن بتاع 2013 ده
ده بيتا
من بنتي في ناس تانين طبعا مشى في نيبا كانتريز في تانين في مشى فورست في غابات هناك ففي الزمن ده ممكن اخذ كم سنه هناك
ما جاء
ولما جاء ده بقى مفروض السلطات بتاع بتاع محل اللي هو يشتغل فوق ده يعمل بروسيس مع زول لجرا لسبب معين ورجع مفروض
في بلاغات زي ده جاء في
ما جانا بلاغات ده ما جانا حتى الان
كل
يا
اوكي go ahead
yes
maybe you can take together the question from Paul Gable
yes thank
and,
you
and also together with this question saying that what is the Workers Trade Union Federation doing to ensure that the government are obliged to their obligation by paying people on time, not delaying. Even if the salary is small, let the government pay it on time. What is your role in encouraging the government to pay salaries of civil servants on time?
Okay. Yes, I think I can add my voice for the question of Fitter first.
Yeah.
Fitter was asking that some name were disappear, and this one being reported, even if it is reported to your office or not, it is not reported. But my advice, in order to get the name when the name are disappear, I think Secretary General has mentioned some reason. Maybe somebody has went to different locations
because of so many reasons.
So if you want to go back, then you are the one to reinstate yourself. You have to write to the government, please, I want to work again because I was in ABCD. Then the government will respond, but your name cannot appear automatically because the government cannot accept that one unless you come and you apply. So that one, I think if there are some people their names are not appear, let them write to the government and leave and put a coffee, then the coffee yes has here.
Okay,
then we will know that. For the Paul Gabriel in Akobo, who is working with the hospital, and he said that his money has not been paid and he don't know where this one. Sometimes they said that they are coming from national and then not from, they said yes, there are line ministries which are fed direct from the national. I think one of them is the Minister of Health and at the same time the Minister of Education.
These
ministries are line ministries. They are receiving from the headquarters. But there is a coordination which can coordinate this payment. I think they have to keep asking from the state to know who is the coordination between them and the national ministry. Yeah, to know where this man has been fed.
Okay.
Yes.
And finally,
and the role of the role of the workers, which was us in the payment of the salary in time. Yes, we are working on it.
Okay.
For us, we are just negotiating with the high authority. If there is many, then it can be fed. Yes, the layman can come when there is no money at hand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, Joseph Parata from Tambora, I'm sure your question have been answered. The role the Federation is doing in order to encourage the government to pay civil servant salary on time. Yes, Tabane Jafini had a banana in Teledin Sanya SG.
Yeah.
Akir Kalambitak.
Okay.
On this day.
Shukran le Mustamein, Shukran le Nasal, Sa, Wenus Kutira Salasal. سؤالات تانين أنا زي أقول بأنه طبعا يعني خلي مشاكل دي كله فيه لكن خلي عمال بتاعنا خليه يستمر في شغل بتاعهم نحن في رئاسة بتاع هيد كوتر بتاع وركرز تريد يونيون نحن بنحاول على أساس to solve all this problem. لكن طبعا after crisis والسلام جاء ما في أجل ما بقدر بيتم بسهولة.
Okay. خلاص. Yes. أقول how do we what can the people of South Sudan expect from the federation? How do you move from here?
Yes.
In 30 seconds.
Okay. First of all, I would like to thanks Mariah FM for inviting us in its place like that we talk with our people outside. I think for our people outside, all the workers, I want to say that let us continue working together and collaborating, negotiate together, no rush to conclusion in everything. We have to console ourselves, and then also we negotiate with our authority.
Thank you so much, Angesho Akol, the Deputy Secretary General for the South Sudan Workers Trade Union Federation, plus George Paul, who is the Secretary General. I thank you both for coming to our studio. Thank you so much. We hope to talk to you some other time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.